Armodoxy for today, elitism. The Great Banquet Parable, Luke chapter 14, is the topic of this week's Advent journey. Jesus presents a scenario where a man invites friends and relatives to participate in a huge banquet that he has organized. One by one, the invitees come up with excuses. In response, the organizer of the dinner party goes ahead and extends the invitation to those who are considered outcasts. To the poor, the lame, the maimed, and the blind, says Jesus. And still yet, he invites everyone from the four corners of his town to participate in the banquet. In the time of Jesus, and still today, there is a general feeling that there are people who are considered chosen by God. This parable is a simple way of expressing a reality at the time that Jesus, the banquet, had come and people who were invited, that is, the chosen ones, found excuses to stay away. Instead, the banquet, the goodness, the prize, which was assumed to be limited to a small group, was accessible to everyone. The invitation was to all, and beyond the four corners of the town and his township. Often in religious circles, ego dominates our understanding of salvation to the point that we forget that life and the consequences of life, eternal life, are gifts from God. In the time of Jesus, there were people who were certain that God and his kingdom were accessible only to them. It's a type of elitism that Jesus spoke against, and in fact, his outright expression against it might have been the reason for his execution. This elitism could be delineated on ethnic lines, socioeconomic grounds, or even around belief systems. In other words, there are those who feel that unless you belong to a particular tribe, ethnic group, class, understanding, or even religion, you cannot access the fullness of God. One of the tenets of armodoxy is that we understand that God is God and we are people. That is, he is the creator and we are the creation. If God is Father of all, then we are all brothers and sisters with everyone. In matters of life, whether here on earth or in heaven, the final word belongs to the author of life, God. For this reason, we shy away from proclamations such as, "I am saved." Salvation is the decision of God alone, and Christ is very clear about us following rather than setting standards and degrees of justification. To the parable, Christ tells us those who think they are invited to the banquet, in the end, are left out, with their place being taken by people they never would have assumed would be let in. In the sight of God, there is no ethnicity, boundaries, or borders. Rather, we are all his children. For this reason, François Fenelon once said, "All wars are civil wars, because all men are brothers." The Great Banquet Parable teaches us that all are invited to be part of God's banquet, and each of us can accept or reject the invitation. It's based on that acceptance or rejection that the banquet is filled. Tomorrow we'll look deeper into acceptance and rejection of the invite. I look forward to having you join us on this Advent journey through Armodoxy.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.